There was a chap in there last week for advice about partnership, and I gave him the advice that I give most people about partnerships, business partnerships, down through the years. My experience of partnerships is basically, and this is from experience of being in business since 1986, my experience is that partnerships can work, but rarely do. In other words, it is possible. But what I've seen and what I've observed down through the years has been a breakdown of and a lot of disputes about partnership. Typically, what happens is partners will start off with the best of intentions. They are enthusiastic about the business. They're enthusiastic about working together and their new business, new venture and so on. And they start off with the very best of intentions. However, as time goes on, and circumstances change, then the relationship can become a little bit tense, a little bit fraught. And what I have seen happening quite often is that either partners or spouses will come along and they will have their opinion. And what I've typically seen is one spouse saying to one of the partners, he's off every weekend and he's driving a new car. You're driving an old banger and you're working like a Sherpa, you're working like a mule, or something of that nature. In other words, there's comparisons made and there's outside external voices coming in and feeding into the situation and basically upsetting the relationship between the partners. That's one scenario. Other scenarios, you know, which arise would be a difference in direction, for example, as to how the business is going to proceed, how it's going to progress and build and develop over the following years. And there may well be a genuine difference of opinion between the partners as to what to do. There could be a difference of opinion about acquiring assets. There could be a difference of opinion about venturing off into different areas of activity or sticking to the knitting, sticking to the original purpose, etc., etc. These are all problems that can arise. I'm not saying a partnership can't work, it can. But I am saying that most of them fail, quite frankly. That's my observation and my experience. And I was reminded of the consultation I had there last week or the week before with a gentleman when I picked up the newspaper this morning. I didn't pick it up. I was obviously on my iPad looking at the Irish Times there, and in one of the reports there, in the court section, the heading is High Court Judge Urges GPs to Resolve Differences Outside of Court. So you have a Moycullen-based Dr. Eva Flynn fears that her partner, Dr. Sean Mullen, is trying to push her out of the partnership and appropriate business for himself. The remarkable thing about the two County Galway general practitioners is that they only started off in partnership in, let me see, this struck me. They started off in partnership in Moycullen, County Galway in 2022. So to put it in context, this is April 2024. It didn't take long for that partnership to go pear-shaped. And the response of the High Court judge is a typical response as well when it comes to partnership disputes. Judges and courts don't really like getting involved in partnership disputes. And the reason for that is they are in the invidious position of trying to or being asked to force partners together or force one unwilling partner to work with another or make some other decision which ultimately the partners have to live with. So the typical response of courts and the typical response of judges would be for the partners to be encouraged to resolve the differences outside court through mediation or through arbitration or through some sort of settlement. This High Court judge has urged the two County Galway practitioners to resolve the differences that have resulted in the dissolution of their medical partnership outside of court. So their medical partnership has dissolved. It's April 2024 and they only started in 2022. He granted a temporary injunction to Dr. Eva Flynn against Dr. Sean Mullen. The order restrains Dr. Mullen from preventing Dr. Flynn from accessing or attending at the premises from which they had operated the partnership. The order also restrains the defendant from preventing the plaintiff from providing treatment to her patients at the premises at Moycullen Health Centre. So Dr. Flynn said she brought the action over fears that Dr. Mullen is wrongfully attempting to push her out of the partnership and to appropriate the business for himself. In her sworn statement to the court, she said the partners established a partnership in Moycullen in 2022. They purchased and renovated the practice property in equal shares as tenants in common. So there could well be a significant investment there in property. And now you have, they're tenants in common. And how are they going to resolve the fact that each of them has probably a 50% share in the building, in the property? Dr. Flynn claims that the differences arose between them, including over finances and workloads. And that is typical as well. And that is what I was saying earlier on there, where a spouse or a partner might come along and say, he's off every weekend and you're working like a Sherpa. Rows or disputes often about workload, because you can start off at the beginning and say, okay, each of us have put in 10 grand or 50 grand or 100 grand, but it's the workload on a day-to-day basis as the business progresses and as the business demands for more time and attention. That's when the crap hits the crapola and one partner is pulling his weight or her weight and the other partner is resentful, and or the partner that's working hard is resentful of the one who he or she perceives is not pulling his weight or her weight. So differences arose over finance and workload. She also says that she was subject to several verbal attacks in front of their staff and patients by Dr. Mullen. She says that Dr. Mullen informed her he would dissolve the partnership unless she changed her ways. She claims he wanted her to act as his employee rather than as an equal partner in the business. So obviously that would give rise to difficulties. In a letter on March 15th last, Dr. Finn claims Dr. Mullen said that from April 15th, he would take sole responsibility for all the patients who have built up a relationship with him in recent years. He also said he was reverting to being a sole trader and had formally invited staff at the premises to take up positions within his practice. So he was proposing to go solo, sole trader. As a result of this letter, Dr. Flynn was concerned that such steps would prevent her from carrying out her duties to her patients. Her solicitor wrote to Dr. Mullen's lawyer seeking assurances that the defendant would not appropriate any partnership assets and denying that the partnership had been properly dissolved. However, no assurances have been provided by the defendant, and Dr. Flynn is concerned that she'd be excluded from the premises. I would not be able to tend to her patients from April the 15th, and this is what led to this application for an injunction. She fears that the health of her patients will be put at risk and her professional reputation will be damaged in such a scenario. So she sought the injunction and said all her client, or all she was trying to do was to preserve the status quo. It is accepted that the sides should mediate the dispute, but counsel said it was not accepted that the partnership had been terminated by the defendant per the law. And quite frankly, as an aside, it's not a big job to terminate a partnership. But it would depend on the partnership agreement. If there's a written partnership agreement, I don't know if there is or not. But if there is, well, obviously, whatever provision is made in the agreement for termination would have to be followed. But if there wasn't, then they're stuck with the legislation. An old Partnership Act of, I think it's 1895 or thereabouts. The judge was prepared to grant the order that would have a minimal impact on the situation. It was, he said, a shame that a dispute like this between two presumably well-respected doctors should come before the court. He noted that both sides were prepared to try to resolve the matter, adding that it was a case which was crying out for a mediation. He adjourned the case to next Tuesday, but said either side could return to court before then should the need arise. And obviously he's hoping that somebody will go back to court and say, Judge, we have resolved our differences, or we've settled the thing, or we don't need you anymore. Thank you very much. That is partnership situation. That is my experience with partnerships, quite frankly, as well. As I said at the outset, it's possible that they'll work, but it's very unlikely, quite frankly, over a period of time. I was involved in a partnership myself with my brother way back when I started in business in 1986. And only for the fact that we were brothers, I don't think we would have hung together. But we did hang together and we did fine. And we were brothers and we loved each other. But we only could do it for a certain period of time. And inevitably over time, circumstances change, personalities change, and we all go in our separate directions. So partnerships can be difficult. And that, again, is just a more modern or an example that propped up in my feed on my iPad there this morning, reported in the Irish Times. Hope you find this video useful. If you do, I'd appreciate if you gave it a thumbs up down below, and you might be interested in subscribing to my YouTube channel. If you are, just hit the subscribe button down below. The other thing is, you might have watched or listened to this rather on my podcast, the Irish Law and Small Business Podcast, which you can access on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you might listen to podcasts. If you do, I'd appreciate if you left a review. Thanks a lot.